You're listening to Unpaused, a podcast for women who want to stage a career comeback or mastermind a new one after an extended break from work. I'm your host, Judy Stewart, and if you want to reclaim your career but don't know how, then this is the podcast for you. Let's meet our guest for today. Hi, Leonie. We're having a quick catch-up.
Hi, Judy.
It's good to see you. I thought it would be a really good idea to talk about those two interviews, one with Fran Kelly and one with Gillian Nasato, and we both saw some parallels.
Yeah, it was so good. We've identified industries, I suppose, for this mini-series of Unpaused Uplifts, and to have someone from journalism and the news with Fran and then someone from health with Gillian. Gosh, I got so much out of both of them. And I loved with Fran how she admitted that she was overwhelmed too with when the crisis broke, and that she'd had 13 hours or something on her phone in one day. And it made me think, oh, it was good to hear that from someone of her standing.
It was good to hear it, because I think that that was my initial feeling, that all of a sudden I was spending far too much time checking. You know, and actually, interestingly, Gillian said she was overwhelmed in a different way, but overwhelmed by the deluge of material that they were getting, no doubt about the crisis, the wave that was coming.
It must have been an avalanche at the beginning. I mean, we all felt it as general civilians, but
yeah,
imagine the information coming through in a jumble like that.
I know, which sort of brings me to the point that I loved about Fran, that she feels this keen sense of responsibility, that people are turning to her. They've invested a lot in her over the years, and she's the trusted voice, and she feels like she's the one who has to get it right.
Yes.
And she does. You know, she does, by and large. And the other part of that that I really like is that it probably doesn't matter what she does. She gets feedback both ways, and she takes that seriously.
Absolutely. I mean, you feel, you said it in the interview yourself, she's the voice of authority. She's so trusted by Australians. And I really felt like we were in safe hands with both the interviews, with Gillian as well. She was so incredibly upbeat.
Yeah.
That I just felt like it is going to be okay. And she really can say that, because she's right there in that hospital.
Yeah, and right at the top too, in a position to know. And I think that this is something, again, that Fran alluded to, there's been this huge leadership vacuum in various parts of the world, without going into it, but that locally and domestically in Australia, we're getting really good intel as consumers, as long as we find a way to access that in a way that we can manage. And I think that I just do want to get on my hobby horse for a minute and say I absolutely loved what both of them said about their reliance on data and facts and the expertise of scientists. I think everyone knows I worked in a role very closely with scientists on the climate side, and I had so much respect for them, because so many of them really live their profession as a vocation. You know, when they go on holidays, their holidays are work-centred. Their friends, their community that they live in are very much that scientific community, and they live in this huge network of eminent people. And I think the distressing side of seeing them denigrated over the last probably 10 years has been something that I'm glad we've moved past. It's time to look at these people. As Fran said, they are an elite and they deserve to be treated with respect. And I think that in this country, things have really, look, it's shifted in a heartbeat.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? It's the restoring of reputations that even a few months ago, even with those bushfires, still people debating whether or not we're hurting the planet. And exactly what's so heartening about this whole thing is, as you say, in a heartbeat, the whole paradigm of thinking shifts, and what we can achieve with that. I guess we're seeing very, very quick change, but fundamental change. And gosh, I hope we hold on to that once we're out of this pandemic.
Well, I think it's also reassuring that we have our political leaders relying on really hard information. It seemed to me that, you know, Fran felt that was important. Gillian was completely fact-based, and that's what gives those two women incredible credibility in their very different roles. Although I suppose you could say Gillian is, I mean, it seemed to me what I loved about her was that she had really worked out the essential part of her role, which was to be the chief communicator and conduit, effectively between management and operations. Mm. But that she did it in such a positive way. I mean, if ever a person was the perfect person for their role, it's Gillian. She was... I love those soft skills that she has that are so difficult to find when you're casting around for a candidate for a role. How do you even describe that? But obviously someone recognised that she had the background, she had the expertise, and she had those communication skills and that level of empathy and responsibility. She was very inspiring. I mean, it was the end of the day when she was doing that and she was still so positive. I mean, I felt like it ended my day on a really positive note. I loved her.
No, I felt the same. She was wonderful. And you're right, with both of those women, you really feel like they're the very best people to be doing their jobs.
Exactly.
Which comes back to the whole unpaused premise of figure out. It's hard to figure it out, but once you're there, I think you're in the exactly the right spot.
And also, I mean, they both obviously love their job. Mm. They both feel like this is the job that they were meant to have. Mm. So that's, it was very, very heartening. I think I'd like to finish this, Leonie, by saying that another really good thing that came out of it was Gillian saying that there are lots of jobs in healthcare, that the health system's not going anywhere, and that maybe reskilling to adapt to a changing work environment is the gift that this period of downtime can give.
Mm. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it was a great day of recording and I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as we both doing it.
Oh, look, I hope they did too. But even if we just did it for you and me, Leonie.
That's it. And this is us pretending to be Annabelle and Lee doing a little Chat 10's Looks 3.
Yeah, exactly. But, the world's a big place. There's room enough for all of us.
Oh, totally.